it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob has brought this to my attention. I actually did not see this. This is from Sam McDowell, that the mayor of North Kansas City confirms that they have been having ongoing conversations with the Kansas City Royals about a stadium. This is his full statement. The city of North Kansas City continues to have conversations with the Royals. These discussions are substantial and ultimately involve collaboration among the state of Missouri, Clay County, and the city in any final framework. A portion of these discussions will need to be kept confidential for a limited period of time. As mayor, I remain committed to transparency throughout this process and want to share the priorities I've consistently communicated on our behalf, protecting our city's long-term financial health, safeguarding our neighborhoods. Underneath it, it says, we are committed to ensuring game day operations, including traffic and parking, don't spill into residential neighborhoods north of Armour. Leveraging investment for community infrastructure then goes on that the Royals have to provide certain things, water, sewer, infrastructure, like North Kansas City just is a smaller place. It also then goes on to say that engaging our community and region, they want to have good communication, all of those things. If you want to read the statement, you can read it in its entirety. I don't want to spend the next 5 minutes reading to you every single word of this. I mean, I think it's safe to say this, Rob. Tell me if you think I'm off. It sounds to me like they might not admit it, but we are down to three locations. It sounds to me like the Royals baseball stadium will either be at the Clay County site that they have been proposing from day one, 119th and all, and Washington Square Park. I cannot see another place. There is not another place over the last 18 months that has drawn any level of buzz, that has had any level of movement outside of them. I don't care what map they've shown you, and they've looked at 25 different places. It's going to go in one of these three places. North Kansas City, downtown, and 119th and all. That's what it sounds like to me. A couple of things. What's stopping them from being downtown, you think? Because at least if you believe the mayor of Kansas City, I know a lot of you don't believe the mayor of Kansas City, but the mayor of Kansas City has said numerous times on this show, we don't need approval from anybody else. We have the space. We want you here. We can divert some funds and we can make this thing happen. It doesn't sound like that's what the Royals want to do, or they don't think that's a viable plan, because that plan seems like it's been out there for a year now at this point, and the Royals have never really seemed like that's a plan that they want to commit to. Now, I don't want to just ride the wave of this thing, and now it seems like North Kansas City, now it seems like 119th and all, but the Clay County option has become more and more viable, I would say, over the last 6 months. For a while there, it felt like they were going to 119th and all. That's where the wind was kind of blowing. I would say that conversation feels like it's died in a little bit of capacity. It just hasn't really come up. Since those 2 days we got that story about them buying the land out there, that's kind of been it. It hasn't really come up again, really, in any capacity. So it sounds like that's the three. North Kansas City, 119th and all, and downtown. I have absolutely no clue where they're going to go, but that feels like those are the finalists.
I feel like those are the finalists, and you're right. I don't know what's stopping them from going downtown right now. Now, maybe there's a tax or there's something something guys don't know about. But you're right. The mayor has come on this show multiple times and talked about how the ability to get the Royals into Washington Square Park is just, it's right there. Take it if you want it. John Sherman continues to talk about the want for downtown baseball. No disrespect to Overland Park. I live in Overland Park. No disrespect to North KC. Neither of those are downtown baseball. That's what the Battery in Atlanta is. It's suburban baseball. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with suburban baseball. But it does seem like the last two news stories with the Royals that we've gotten were 119th and all, and now North KC. Now, maybe we're overreacting this story, but the mayor of North KC is saying they're having substantial conversations with the Royals about moving there. Like, maybe that's semantics, but I don't know what substantial is, but it seems like it's those two places have now been the most hotly discussed recently with the Kansas City Royals.
I know this is going to sound biased because I live in Missouri and I don't really live super far from where this proposed location is. That 119th and all idea just doesn't doesn't fire me up.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It fires you up. Like, if they built a stadium across the street from Town Center, that fires you up for where the stadium's going to be.
It does not fire me up.
And I have both talked to people over there. No one who lives or works in that region really sounds super excited about that's where the baseball stadium could potentially be. Like, no one sounds thrilled about that's where they're going to put it.
To be fair,
you're good.
Outside of Washington Square Park, can you name the location in town where the Royals have suggested, hey, we want to go there, and everyone's just fired up? Like, even North KC, I'm sure right now on the text line, I don't have it up, I'm sure the text will be like, well, the parking is terrible, the highway access is bad. Like, name the place the Royals have suggested that just went gangbusters with happiness from everyone.
Yeah, because I've said this from the very beginning. If the Royals don't plan on moving downtown, they are just simply moving the problem. Like, the problem with the Royals is people don't go to baseball games with the Royals from Monday to Thursday. They don't go. They go on the weekend, sure, but people don't go to Royals games Monday through Thursday. So if they're not going to put the team in a downtown centralized location and they're going to move it to a part of the suburbs, kind of like where the stadium is right now, you're just going to have the exact same problem that you currently have now. People will go because it's new in a lot of ways, but I still think those problems are going to exist. So I'm with you. I don't think that people are really fired up about any of these other new ideas. A, I don't think people think that the Royals need a new baseball stadium. And I think then the people that live in Kansas will use the same excuse not to go to this brand new stadium that they used to not go to the one that's where it currently is right now. Oh, it's a Tuesday. Why would I drive over there? I just think that problem is just going to exist as long as they don't move downtown.
I agree. I do feel like, and I know John Sherman has referenced the Battery in Atlanta a lot, and I know North KC isn't a suburb like the way Overland Park is, but it's not like a booming metropolis the same way downtown is. I don't know that the idea of the Battery works in Kansas City. And maybe I'm just reacting to the text line, and each time we get a little nugget of news on this thing, it seems like the initial reaction is excitement from some people and just hate from others.
I guess that's what I would question, though. Why do you think it wouldn't work when I would say we have a form of the Battery just in different parts of the city that do work? Town Center is the Battery. It just doesn't have the baseball stadium around it. Zona Rosa is the Battery. But it just doesn't have it around it.
I would say this. The Battery has what? Let's say Atlanta brings 20 to 25 plus
Atlanta
a night.
Atlanta is also a much bigger place than Kansas City.
That's true,
too,
but like, more people. They're filling that stadium pretty consistently on weeknights.
The Royals ain't filling their stadium.
You just told me if the Royals move to Overland Park, the problem's the same. I think if the Royals move to North KC, the problem's the same. Like, it's a cool new area and people will go because it's cool and new, but their version of the Battery will eventually be like, I don't want to go all the way out there. Like, if you live right now in North KC and they move to Overland Park, are you going to Dollar Dog Night on a random Tuesday? Are you saying that's too far away? I think that's the same problem, which is why I don't know that a version of the Battery works in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I hear, like, right here, someone said, CDOT, how are you comparing where they are now to 119th and all? I mean, the 119th and all is just there. I'm just asking then, if you're telling me that the best thing for the Royals to be is in Johnson County, why have they not jumped on? They have land in Johnson County, and Kansas is offering them all the money in the world. Why are you talking to North Kansas City then? Like, that's, I continue to ask the same question. I keep hearing how great Kansas is and why this is the option. Then the option is right there. Why are they not taking it? They bought the land. They own the land. Kansas has told you we will do anything that you want to come over here. Then why are they not just committed to building right there at 119th and all? Where else are you putting the stadium? The Royals are not putting their baseball stadium out by the Legends. They are not doing that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.